you ready to be transformed? You're about to spend a life-changing hour with a woman who's done more than just talk about dramatic self-transformation. She achieved it, then literally wrote the book on it, leaving countless success stories in her wake. Will yours be next? Find out now and every Friday on The Kat James Show. And now your host, Kat James.
Welcome to The Kat James Show, everyone. I hope you're ready to be transformed, because today I'm talking with you from blustery New York City as we begin a two-week series on transforming your holidays. Now, with the hopes of ending the kind of tug-of-war between self-discipline, which for many means self-deprivation, that so many of us exercise during the holidays, this tug-of-war seems to have a counterpart, which is known as self-sabotage. I think so many of you listening can relate to doing really well going into the holidays or any tough situation in terms of self-discipline as far as taking care of your health. Today, in the first part of this Transform Your Holidays series, we're going to focus more on food and food issues. And I'm going to get into some specifics I rarely have been delving into on the show, with all of our dedication to immunity issues and topics of upper respiratory health and all sorts of immune issues with all of the flu commentary going around. I'm going to focus it back to something perhaps a little more fun, again, the holidays, and how we can go into it with more than just willpower. This is going to be a very unusual show because it's really going to get into the topic of biochemical transformation and from a very unlikely source, amazing holiday food. And I'm going to be featuring several guests who have overcome their problem areas with food, with temptation, not just from an emotional standpoint, but from a physical standpoint, and overcome even their biochemical relationship with food, and the result being that these people you're going to be hearing from in the next hour, I think, are going to inspire you very much. They've all attended my Total Transformation program, which I'll tell you more about in a moment. Now, why do I want to get into this before the holidays have even begun? Well, it's because I think too many people wait until January 1st to file their official regrets and resolutions report and feel that they have to succumb to doing things not so good for themselves during the holiday. And I just want to impress upon you something that I think you're going to know by the end of this hour, that by transforming both your beliefs about what healthy eating actually is, as well as transforming your biochemical relationship with food before the season kicks off, you are going to be able to sail through the onslaught of holiday temptations and stress with what I truly believe, and they have demonstrated, will be unprecedented ease, energy, and vitality. I mean, this is something that you will see a difference in the mirror, how you look throughout the holiday, if you can grasp and stick with some of these principles. And again, it doesn't involve willpower. It involves just knowing some things that are somewhat of a 180-degree turn from what you have heard is healthy eating. So we're going to talk about unusual choices and recipes that not only taste phenomenal, but can actually heal this biochemical relationship that most people have with food. And but first, before I bring on my guest, I want you to know a little more background about a term I'm going to refer to again and again throughout the show, and that is total transformation. Total Transformation is a program that you may have read about in various magazines. I appeared talking about Total Transformation on PBS, TBS Movie and a Makeover. It has been featured in Women's World magazine, a lot of other magazines. It is a dawn-to-dusk living experience of these principles that transformed my health years and years ago, actually around 20 years ago at this point, after a 13-year eating disorder, liver disorder, autoimmune disorders, neurotransmitter imbalances that had kept me addicted to food, and thyroid issues and skin issues were resolved as a result of my health crisis. It was a liver crisis that really woke me up at the age of 24. And after kind of fixing a bunch of different clicks in this Rubik's Cube of my own health issues, I developed a program called Total Transformation in 2000 just to see if what I had done for myself was a fluke. And over the years, I learned, and very quickly, that it certainly was not. My book, The Truth About Beauty, which was just re-released by Simon & Schuster, just won a Silver Nautilus Award, is endorsed by some of the leaders in the natural health field, Dr. Joseph Mercola, Dr. Ron Rosedale, a foremost expert on leptin, a lesser-known hormone that has some relationship with insulin. And he is the foremost expert in the world on that topic. And these are some of the people that have recognized what I did by trial and error and have brought in the form of total transformation to many people over the years. And so this week and next, you're going to hear incredible stories of physical and emotional transformation, as well as tips from real people who've done this program for navigating holiday health and food issues, and even family and friend dynamics. We all know that that there is a little pressure, you know, to eat along with your friends or coworkers at the parties, and some of these things are extremely self-destructive, and how do you get around that? How are real people doing that? And so you're going to be able to learn more than if you miss any of this show, for example, or want to learn how you can learn more about total transformation online. You can always visit thecatjamesshow.com, and there is a free teleseminar I wanted to tell you about that is next Wednesday night, and that's November 18th. It is called a Transformation Orientation Teleseminar. I do them quarterly, and that is your way to hear my story live and hear what these programs are about and hear from a lot of people who have attended these programs. And so I would love to bring on my first guest, Jeannie Amash, and she is more than just a guest on this for this someone who has attended the program, but someone who is you're going to be hearing a little more about with regard to her formulation of some amazing skincare products. Jeannie, are you there? Ah, so we don't have Jeannie just yet. So let me just back up a moment and let you know that also. In addition to the free teleseminar on Wednesday night, there is also what I call a teleprogram, and that is the other form of total transformation that I do in the format of something that you can do from home. There's a lot of lot going on with total transformation. Better Nutrition Magazine has just we've just finished a contest, and we're going to announce the winners next week for what we're calling their Redo You Cat's 10 Biggest Gainers Contest, and that is to win total transformation. But for those who are not able to get away from work and do a five-day program on a location, which currently we're doing them both in Lake Lure, North Carolina, and also St. Simons Island, if you can't get away for something like that, 2 years ago I developed a teleprogram version, which is the full four-module curriculum of total transformation, and it is done over the phone on odd Thursday nights starting December, but I do this quarterly, and this program spans about 13 weeks, and the thing about this format, the teleprogram format, which again starts December 3rd, is that you are able to apply the program, stock up on things, do your changes, experience the initial biochemical transformation, which literally, and I'll get into the biochemical principles in the next segment, literally transforms your relationship with food in a matter of days. And so this teleprogram version starts December 3rd. And again, you can learn more about it at thecatjamesshow.com or informbeauty.com, which is my website that I've had since 1998. I believe we have Jeannie on, and I want to reintroduce Jeannie Amash, and she is the mother of, I believe, three, and correct me if I'm wrong. She is also an essential oil and skincare alchemist with some things that you'll be hearing more about in the future from me. But Jeannie, now welcome to the show. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm great. Thank you. I had a great walk. It is a beautiful day in Ohio. Beautiful. It's probably in the 70s.
Oh, wow. Very blustery here in New York City, although it's been mild up until now. I wanted to get right into, if you can go back to your holidays maybe 2 years ago, and think about what you typically felt going into the holidays physically, and what you expected them to be like, how you expected to feel, how you expected to relate to food at home, at family gatherings, etc., and how that has changed today. Oh, and we'll come back and do that right after the break. Sorry, I'm not able to hear my music today. We'll be right back.
If you're all stuffed up, try our nasal steroid.
Side effects include temporary burning, stinging, nasal dryness, sneezing, and addiction.
Oh, well, then buy our antihistamine.
Side effects include dry mouth, nose, eyes, sleepiness, difficulty concentrating, confusion, constipation, diarrhea, poor coordination, and heart rate changes.
Try a decongestant.
Side effects include nervousness, sleep problems, increased blood pressure, headaches, nausea, and respiratory infections.
Isn't there any nasal spray that's good for you?
Clear.
Clear what?
No, Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear saline nasal spray. Contains the all-natural ingredient xylitol, which moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages and cuts down on the formation of those dry, crusty mucus particles. All-natural means no side effects. Clear nasal spray not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, bacteria, and other airborne contaminants, making your nasal passageways all clear. Just one spray in each nostril twice a day, that's it. And because it's all natural, it's 100% safe for children and the perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right.
Clear nasal spray with xylitol at most natural products retailers and select pharmacies nationwide. You can visit clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com, to find a retailer near you.
Is your body missing something? Our bodies know when we're not getting enough omega-3s from our diet. And if you're missing out on omega-3s, you're probably also missing out on things like better moods, more comfortable joints, healthier skin, and much more. Thousands of studies now show the multitasking health benefits of omega-3s for everything from heart, brain, joint, and metabolic health to improving immunity and the body's response to stress. Studies also show that the best source of omega-3s is a fish oil supplement. I'm Kat James, and for me, everything changed when I started taking fish oil. I'm a true believer in the power of fish oil and in the purity and environmental dedication of Nordic Naturals. Their patented processing technology ensures industry-leading purity and freshness and a clean, fruity taste. Get the omega-3s you're missing with Nordic Naturals' complete line of award-winning fish oils for adults, children, and pets. Learn more at NordicNaturals.com.
Your well-being is key to your beauty and vitality, but there's no well-being without your immune health. Did you know that much of our immunity comes from our digestive tract? I'm Kat James, and I learned personally how recovering digestive health can bring back your well-being. How do you do that? With probiotics, the good bacteria that fight off the bad ones that make us more vulnerable to colds and flu. I keep my own immunity humming in these challenging times with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, one of the world's leading brands of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's unique formula protects our immune system so we're less likely to get sick. It'll boost your body's defenses naturally. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules need no refrigeration, so I can take them while I travel when my immune system really needs a boost. Find them at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores or online at probiotics12.com. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Welcome back to the Kat James Show. We are in the midst of just beginning here from blustery New York City, the first of two Transform Your Holidays shows that I'm going to devote to a little bit, you know, at least it seems like it's lighter material than we have in the weeks past, where we've really delved into immunity, for example. And it is more fun for me a little bit to be talking with attendees from my Total Transformation program who are, you know, all accomplished people who just decided one day that this aspect of their life, and I'm going to relate this to the holidays right now, this aspect of their life that has kept them a little apprehensive of situations like the holidays or parties because of their relationship with food and sugar and potential self-sabotage, not making the healthiest choices. This is our focus today and next week in this holiday Transform Your Holiday series. We just brought on Jeannie Amash from Ohio, where the weather is much different than it is here. And Jeannie was just about to, as we went into a break, talk about what her holidays were like before last year, or actually even possibly last year, but before she undertook the program that I'm talking about today, which is Total Transformation, in order to turn her biochemistry around and change her relationship with food. Jeannie, what was the typical holiday for you like?
Well, you know, I mean, you do know. And I suspect that a lot of people actually really do know. It was always, I think by the time let me think. As I got older, I think I developed a sense of resignation about it. Like, I knew that I was going to eat a whole lot and there would be nothing I could do about it. And so, you know, I can remember, you know, like at Thanksgiving, hoping that nobody noticed that I was on my fourth plate of food, you know, hoping that nobody, you know, noticed that maybe I was on my third piece of pie at least.
Yep.
And going back and, you know, then like maybe taking spoonfuls of whipped cream, I don't know, or whatever it was, you know. And then afterwards, even when the food was being put away, just picking at it, just picking up the food and becoming so full that I really couldn't move. And, you know, it's just bizarre. It's bizarre for me right now to think about that. And, now when I think about the holidays, I know that's not going to happen. I'm very calm about it. I'm very at ease with it. And it's really interesting because when you asked me to do the show, you know, it made me sit down and really think about it. I thought, oh, how am I going to approach these holidays? And I had this very peaceful feeling that I'm excited. And I just knew that, and I just know that it's going to be a really fun experience. And I just don't have to worry about being numb. I think that's the main thing, is just being numb. And, you know, you're just almost too tired to wash the dishes, or you're hoping somebody else will do it, or you slog through it, you know.
Because we have to stay. You came into this, Jeannie, with some health scares. I think it was Easter a year ago, or this past Easter, that you started to try and do my program in earnest, and what is involved here, if for those of you who are not familiar yet with Total Transformation or my book, The Truth About Beauty, the first thing someone's going to do is stop spiking their blood sugar, and that merits a little more explaining later on in the show, because that's what a lot of people feel can be achieved with what most of us think of as a healthy diet, you know, whole grains and, you know, yams instead of regular potatoes and no white flour, et cetera. We think that's going to achieve this. And for metabolically challenged people, and I learned from my eating disorder and from working with people for since 2000 doing these Total Transformation programs, that is not necessarily the case. And, Jeannie, looking at you, you don't look like someone who has major issues in this area, and yet I have also learned that size does not have a lot to do with the veracity of someone's eating disorder or self-sabotage with food. And so you were one of those who, like me, you know, it was just as soon as the floodgates opened and you would eat that first piece of, you know, dessert or refined anything, you just can't stop. And I know that so many people listening can relate to this. Maybe they can hold themselves back, but boy, the need for willpower is on overdrive at that point. And it's really almost a recurrent thought, you know, oh, I'm going to have another piece of that, you know, pie that someone brought. And, oh, there's still a piece left. Am I going to have it or not? These things shouldn't be in our mind, you know, at any given time. And so this is something that changed for you dramatically. Are you able to go back to maybe the first few days of across the board cutting out blood sugar spikes, weaning off of caffeine, and what might have surprised you about how dramatically different you felt?
Well, when I first started your program, I bought your book. I was in Barnes & Noble, and I came across your book because I wanted to study skincare more in-depthly, and I saw your book, The Truth About Beauty. I didn't know what it was about, and I just picked it up, and I'm reading it. I remember I said to my friend, oh, my God, I'm getting this book. I couldn't even take my words, you know, my eyes off the print of the page, you know. My daughter picked up the book the other day, and she said, Mom, you really need another book. It was funny, but really what it was that on Easter, so let me think, this is 2008, Easter 2008. I just, that was when I had gotten the book that week, and that day, for some reason, I just decided I was going to my mom's, big family event, lots of food, lots of dessert. My mother is an amazing cook, but also, surprisingly, a lot of really good food, like, you know, prime rib and, you know, and salad, a lot of things that I could eat. And by just looking at the stuff, I knew. And I just didn't eat any bread, and I didn't eat any sugar or anything. And I was okay. You know, it was not that hard, I think, because of the strength of the initial decision that that's what I was going to do. So that carried me through that meal. Like, I'm doing this, right? I don't know how far that would have carried me, because I'm was battling a very powerful addiction, which, yes, I think affected my life in ways that I don't even want to think about right now. But anyway, but what I noticed really quickly was that I just felt better. I mean, like, I felt lighter. And I would do, like, I immediately went out and bought some Ticino, because I was a pretty serious coffee. I mean, heavy, thick, organic, grind my beans, soak them in the water kind of coffee drinker, you know. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that came, you know, I got the Ticino. I started eating, you know, things that today I eat less of. I actually don't drink Ticino right now just because I haven't bought it, but just because I'm just drinking a lot of Tulsi Basil tea instead. But I started doing that, eating yogurt and nut butters and lots of nuts, and it wasn't that hard, you know. And I started to just feel lighter, and I just was happier, and my face within a month probably looked 5 years younger, and it really did. I mean, it was really kind of amazing, and my daughter looked at me, and she's 14 now, she was 13, and she's just a beautiful, wonderful girl, and she's very honest with me, and she said to me, you have a spark that wasn't there before, Mom. And, you know, that was really, really a nice thing to hear, because, you know, I'd come out of a very sad, you know, marriage, and it had ended a couple years before, and I was just kind of trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life, and it just dawned on me that I wasn't going to do anything if I didn't deal with my food addiction. I wasn't going to do anything.
Now, Jeannie, in the 2 minutes that I have right now left, if someone is listening and they feel, you know, it wasn't that hard, that's something you did without 100% of the guidance that we're going to also help people with in this show and the next show. But is it still about willpower?
No, it's not about willpower. I don't have willpower. I mean, I could not use willpower. I mean, it's just my willpower eroded away a long time ago. So, you know, for me, it's about making a commitment every morning. You know, what am I going to do today? And it really just comes down to that. But, you know, I wish I could share with you some of the things that I eat, because I eat some pretty cool stuff. But maybe, you know, another time. But anyway.
No, go ahead, Jeannie. We've got for another minute or so, then we'll keep you on at the beginning of the next segment.
Okay.
But mainly that, you know, what I want to get across is that I think that there's no difference in the experience of the holidays for people who've already made this biochemical change. So give us a couple things that you're going to be enjoying while other people might be, you know, sabotaging themselves on other things.
I'm going to be enjoying my sanity and my health and my really wonderful, slender body, which I really get a lot of compliments on. And I don't say that being conceited, but I'm just very happy about it. And I know.
But what about the foods?
Maintain it food-wise. Yeah, I'm getting there. Food-wise, pumpkin pie. I use a recipe from Molly Cass's Moosewood Cookbook, and we bought a pumpkin at the farmer's market.
Hold that thought, Jeannie. I'm going to take it to a commercial break. This is the Kat James Show. We are talking transforming your holidays and your holiday recipes and really changing how you see them for the rest of your life. This is the Kat James Show. We'll be right back.